Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line. This is Bernard Johnson, and I want you to know that we're just so happy that you are here tonight. Happy to be alive. Happy to be able to give God praise. This is the Blog Talk Radio line. And let me just say to you, I want to thank the Blog Talk owners of the Blog Talk lines. I want to thank you for the privilege of being on this Blog Talk. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful privilege. I want to say to all of you who are listening, we're in the midst of what we call the New Awakening. In the 1760s, as you study history, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. It was a spiritual movement. And here we are in 2014, 2015 now, with what we call the New Awakening. What is the New Awakening? It is a spiritual shift in Christendom from the give me approach to God that has been for centuries, for eras. Give me. I want this, Lord. Lord, help me do this. Help me do that. Grant this, grant that. And nothing wrong with asking God for things. But people have taken it too far with the give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. And the spiritual shift has shifted the climate from the give me, give me, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. We believe in thanking God and that he inhabits the praises and the thank yous of his people. He doesn't go to pity parties, he goes to praise parties. And what we are simply doing now is giving God 1,000 thank yous a night. I was on the plane coming from Florida back to Texas when it first happened. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Not even thinking about, well, you know, giving God 1,000 thank yous. I just saying that. I meant it from my heart, but I didn't know it was possible to thank him 1,000 times until the Holy Spirit. I was trying to go to sleep, and the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, why don't you? And I had forgotten. I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, because I've never done that before. But I knew, since it was the Holy Spirit speaking in my heart, I knew the devil didn't tell me to thank God 1,000 times. He didn't even want you to thank God one time, let alone 1,000. And lead people all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times. No, he didn't say do that. God spoke to me and said, thank God 1,000 times. And so I said, Lord, I will. And that night I thanked him 1,000 times. What I simply did, I started out by just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then later on I started naming things that he had done for me. And I began to thank him more and more for what he'd done for me. My God, my grandkids. What a blessing. And I never forget it. When I thank God 1,000 times, oh, my God. It was a bountiful miracle that happened to me. And I find out when you really appreciate God like that, he will give you a miracle. You take time out for him. Amen. He'll take time out for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So that's our platform, to thank God 1,000 times. I'm going to ask you, you would make a request known unto God, and we want to pray and ask God to grant your request, and then we'll begin to thank him 1,000 times for what he's done. Just getting back in. And we're ready to do that now. Thank you for being so patient with me tonight. Thank you so much. Go ahead and make your request known to God, and we'll come back. Take about 15, 20 seconds. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for being on this line. We ask that you would take over in the name of Jesus. Take over this line in Jesus' name. Thank you for every request being made known unto you, for the power of the Holy Ghost prevailing, and for what you're doing. Even as we pray right now, we give you the glory. We give you adoration and we give you thanks and praise for everything you've done and for everything that you're doing and everything that you will do. Give multitudinous miracles, Yes, in such an ultra awesome way. We give you glory for it, God. Forgive all sin, every sin of commission, every sin of omission. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate what you're doing and for what you have done. We bless your holy name. My God, grant these requests for every person who made a request tonight. Do an awesome miracle and grant it. Bless. Look on those who have lost bereaved, loved ones, those who are bereaved, who are lost loved ones. Look on those who are down, pick them up. Look on those who are financially strapped. Make a way out of no way and send them a chunk from the chunk tree in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And now, Lord, we take time and invite people all over the world as they come from Africa, India, Asia, Russia, Sweden, France, Spain, Germany, England, and all over the world. Afghanistan, rural Philistines, and everywhere. Oh, my God, Philistine. Oh, God, help us, Palestine. And bless. Now, Lord, we give you thanks and praise like it's already done, every request. We're thanking you like you've already done it because we believe it. Our faith looks up to thee. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you. If your line is open, you're welcome to thank him with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We're out of time. If there are any others on the blog line, I don't want to give my address sometimes. Some people want to write me, and you can write me at Bernard Johnson. Bernard Johnson, yeah, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26592 in Overland Park, Kansas. Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. God bless you. We love you. I'd like to write us, send a gift. We appreciate it so very much. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. In Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And may something wonderful happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night. We'll be back if the Lord says the same. Thank you so much. Amen. Have a wonderful night.
There are some.